Welcome to the Do Your Good podcast series. In this podcast series, you'll hear from me, Sybil, and other experts in the field to help you make your money matter and make a huge difference in the world. I come to you with over two decades of experience as a person who's helped donors give away over $45 million in donations, both large and small. This podcast series is meant to give you the tools you need to be effective in the world and fund nonprofits and issues that you care about with meaning and purpose, and to make a true, deep difference in the world. Hello, everybody. I am delighted to introduce you to season five of my podcast series. Season five is especially for my nonprofit friends to help you hone your fundraising pitch. I did a live training that was 8 months long every first Monday of the month, and it was super popular with my email subscribers. I had such wonderful interactions from nonprofits, and in each training, I focused in on one of seven key elements that I think you need, my nonprofit friend, to be successful in honing your fundraising pitch. So what I'm doing now for this season five of the podcast is I've heavily edited the live training, and I also offer some of my own special interjections in the middle of the training to guide you and point you in the direction of even more resources, so that you in the podcast universe, in the nonprofits who attend to listen to my podcast, you can get the benefit of my training. If you're a donor that likes to listen to my podcasts, please share this with your favorite nonprofit, because this training is geared to help them raise even more money. And I'm sure as a donor, you want your nonprofits to succeed. And a couple things to note as you listen to this live training, I do interject occasionally because sometimes the video version of a live training doesn't translate that well into the podcast world. And so I interject to sort of help guide the conversation. I also have wonderful assistants that help me. And so sometimes you'll hear a voice that you don't recognize. And that is my assistant coming in to make sure that the questions that the audience are asking is coming into the flow of the training and the conversation. Today, we're going to go into a deep dive about how to explain leverage so that your funder understands why their donation matters, okay? And let me look over here at the chat. I want to see who all's here. Yay, Mara. Hi, Mara. She's been in a lot of my classes and courses, so I'm glad to see you on here. Renee from North Carolina. Jade from Bark. Yay, Angela. Oh my gosh, this is so great. I have so many wonderful people, and I'm recognizing a lot of you guys. This is terrific. And I also see that there's some new people coming on. Tehana, Liz, Michelle. Oh my gosh, keep it going. Keep telling me who. Karen from Calgary. Hi, Karen. Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And keep adding all of your information in here as well. All right, so here's the refresh. Here are the seven elements to include in a pitch, fundraising pitch, that I think will make you super successful. The seven pitch elements are: you have to have a good success statement, a good problem statement. You have to explain your role really well. You have to talk about how the money that the donor is giving you can be leveraged and will essentially match other dollars. You need to explain how the work you're doing can scale as an example so other people will copy it. You have to effectively explain your collaborators, the other nonprofits and other partners you're working with to accomplish your goal. And you have to lay out a good budget. And today we're going to talk about leverage. Okay. So here's the pitch element around leverage. I want you to explain your leverage so your funder understands why their donation matters. And here's the plug and play template to sort of help you think it through.
Hello, everyone. I want to do a quick interjection. You can get more information on my blog where you can download my plug and play template. So check that out as well. But keep listening, because I've got lots more to talk to you about in this podcast around how to talk about leverage. Thanks.
Your support is necessary at this time because it'll leverage X dollars from public and private sources. So be sure you put that in there in your pitch. we have a track record of success at leveraging funds, because a lot of times donors will be like, really, are you actually able to, like, if I give you $1,000, you're able to actually use that to maybe get another $1,000 from someone else? Is that really true? You have to have experience doing that. And you can go, yes, I do. Here is how we do it. We have a track record of success at leveraging funds. For example, our program recently leveraged X dollar amount of public and private funds to support our cause. I think it's really important that you add that because, like I said, there is a lot of skepticism in the funder community and the philanthropic community about how effective someone can actually be or a nonprofit is at leveraging dollars. So you're going to want to be sure you can prove that as well. Okay? Let's dig even deeper now. All right. So I think there's four key strategies that you should think about when you're talking about leveraging your dollars. Okay. And you want to talk to your donor about this, about how you're effectively utilizing these four key strategies. One of them is around crowdfunding. The second one is around match announcements. The third one is about match with public dollars. And the fourth is about in-kind, okay? And don't worry if you're looking at this and you're like, what the heck is Sybil talking about with match announcements? What does that even mean? Don't worry, we're going to get into that right now and what I mean by all of that. So here we go. All right, pro tip, big picture, pro tip. How can the money matter more than just the dollar amount, okay? How can the donor's money matter more? So they're giving you $1,000. But how can you immediately say, hey, look, you give me $1,000, that $1,000 will allow me to raise another $1,000. So it's a one-to-one. Okay, so here we go. Here are the four key things. Crowdfunding. Look for programs that are promoting the efforts you work on, okay, and are maybe actively matching for those programs. So you don't have to do this all alone. You can look at other programs that want to help you succeed. And then you can tell the donors you're working with, look, we're going to be part of something like Giving Tuesday, which is a global generosity movement unleashing the power of radical generosity. And Alyssa is going to put in the chat a link to Giving Tuesday if you don't already know about it. A lot of folks already do know about this. That's why I pulled it out, because you may say, oh, I get what you mean now, Sybil, with crowdfunding.
And now for an ad, but I've got lots more to talk about with you regarding leverage, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. I want to let you know that I am putting forward a pretty exciting new podcast season, which is going to focus on the journey I took with one of my clients to think through effective funding strategies to reduce firearm-related suicide in rural and remote communities, specifically looking at Oregon as an example. So tune in to my podcast series September 30th through October 21st. Every Monday, I'll have a new special episode specifically discussing this issue. Thanks a lot.
There's institutions there that are saying, we will promote you and then we will get other donors to do it. Now, I love pulling out the Give Guide, which in Portland, I'm from Oregon in the United States. And in Portland, the Willamette Week reported that it raised $8.3 million through their Give Guide program in 2023. I interviewed the person who runs that program, episode 15 in season one of my podcast. There's Give Guides all over the country. And essentially what they do is they actively work with donors and find key nonprofits in the community. And they essentially they do such a great job at talking about how donor X, if you give money in at the time of the Give Guide, while we're doing the fundraising, we have another donor that might match yours. And we have these nonprofits that care. So if you can go into that kind of a program, then you can tell your donors, look, we're in this program and we're matching the money. And you can rely on an organization that's pretty reputable to be able to help move that forward. So I wanted to bring up crowdfunding as a key example, but I want to remind you all, something that you don't do very often that I think is a big mistake is you might go, oh my gosh, yes, Sybil, I'm already part of Giving Tuesday. I'm already part of the Give Guide program equivalent in my community. I'm doing that. Then you say, great.
let me just give you a little bit of advice here. That's great. Do that. But tell the other donors, be sure you're telling everybody. You might already be doing this, but I don't see it enough. So many nonprofits that pitch me, that ask for funding, I know that they're part of the Give Guide because I do my research, but you don't tell me that. You don't say, hey, if you gave the donation at this particular time, when I'm in the Give Guide, it might match it. It might make it more. It just shows such a higher level of sophistication in your fundraising strategy. And I have a feeling many of you are already trying to utilize these things, but you're doing them in a silo. You're not saying, well, how do I make sure that I also tell the other donors that I'm doing this? And maybe I can even get more money by timing the donation from these other core donors to a program in the crowdfunding world. I don't see you all doing that enough. And so I wanted to make sure I brought that up. Okay, so another thing, match announcement. So you might ask, what the heck is a match announcement? All right, this is something that many of you do really, really well, but I would challenge you to do it even more. When you're raising money from a donor, ask them, and let's say it's somebody you know that gives you year after year funding, and it might be a major donor for you. And you might rely on that donor, and you might say, this is great. This person loves what we do. They give us funding every year. Challenge yourself. Say to yourself, okay, this is a donor giving us money every year. Is there a way that we can ask that donor at the next fundraising event, dinner we're having, or maybe it's a smaller like fundraising event where you're having a webinar or something else. Can you ask that donor to time their donation where you say, hey, donor, can you maybe give that donation during an event we're having? And you can offer it as a match. And so it's an incentive for other folks to then give. And this works so well. So many of you do it really well, but I'm not sure you do it enough. You should ask the donor. They can always just say no, that they don't want to do it or that they don't feel comfortable. But you don't know till you ask. So you could do more than maybe one or two. You could do a whole bunch of folks who are like, okay, at the next fundraising dinner we have or big fundraising event we're going to have, we're going to make sure that the donors who are giving us to us regularly, we're going to ask if they can all together say, hey, we're doing $1,000, we're doing $2,000, and we might even do more to match it, or up to $1,000, we'll match it 1-to-1, something like that. So be sure you don't forget to do that in your leverage piece. And in your write-up, in your pitch, if you're writing something up, proposals, other things, you can talk about how you effectively do this strategy as well. And you can even ask in a write-up, would you be willing, donor, to do that kind of a match, an announcement of your match? Okay, now let's talk about matching public dollars. This is so cool when this happens because, as you all know, don't private philanthropic donors and individual donors, all of us, we just don't have the kind of funds usually that the public folks have, right? So state and federal. And I was hesitating for a minute because I know this is, I have sometimes an international audience, so it's not just the US, but public dollars can come in the millions and billions to the cause you care about. What I've seen done super well is when you all in the nonprofit world are able to use the smaller grants and donations that my clients give, but you're able to like quadruple it through public dollars. And a great example is in the United States, the recent Inflation Reduction Act had a whole lot of opportunities for nonprofits to access additional funds to do good work in the community. But a lot of times those federal dollars, they were very, very restricted to specific activities and not as much towards general capacity of you in the nonprofit world to be able to then ramp up your capacity to be able to do that work.
And now for an ad, but I've got lots more to talk about with you regarding leverage, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad that you're enjoying my podcast. In my podcast, I hope to talk to you, the wonderful donors and philanthropists that I work with, to help you think through the most effective way to make your money matter. I also, in my podcast series and through all my trainings, want to help and support the nonprofits that are out there trying to raise money and hone their pitch
Because I'm somebody that works with donors, I get pitched all the time by amazing nonprofit leaders, so I know what it takes to raise money effectively. Please check out everything I have to offer at www.doyourgood.com. I have a whole host of course materials and lessons, videos, downloadable documents, a blog that I keep updated. All of it is 100% free for you to see and review and learn from. Please check it out. Again, www.doyourgood.com. Thanks a lot. So what worked really well is when a nonprofit came to my clients and said, hey, Sybil, we have the opportunity to get maybe $1 million, $2 million from the federal government, but we can't do that if we don't have a much smaller amount of money to pay for our staff to work on the grant application, to be able to actually show up in community and make sure that all the community members are engaged in the process. We need dollars that are more nimble, and that's where the private philanthropic dollars come in. And one thing that you don't want to forget to say is, if you give us money, $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, private philanthropic world, you actually could leverage that through these public dollars coming in. Sometimes what I get is, from nonprofits, they forget to have that additional piece. You forget to say, hey, the money that's going to help us with capacity is going to help us reach these many millions of dollars from the federal government. Don't forget to do that. I have in here a few examples, and Alyssa will put the links in the chat. If you in the United States, there's a federal grants portal that you can look at. And then I wanted to give you some examples in states, wherever you are in the United States and internationally, individual states will have also grant opportunities. So for example, in Oregon, there's the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board that gives grants to watershed councils and others for restoration projects. There's the Recreation and Conservation Office in Washington State, and the list goes on. So really be sure that I'm sure you're thinking about this. How do you leverage and raise money from public sources? But don't forget to talk to private donors about how their money can help match that. It really gets them excited. And then I didn't want to forget to talk about the fourth key piece here, which is in kind. All right. So a lot of you have lots and lots of volunteers that help you do amazing work. I love this example from the Columbia River Keeper on their website. I pulled it out, where they just pulled out names of people who are doing great work. This one is Dave Berger, who's been one of the strongest supporters of the Knuckles Natural Area Project, and they couldn't have reached the thousands of students without him, is what they're saying in this quote. So you all are really, really good at talking about your amazing volunteers. The thing that sometimes you miss in this is you don't really quantify the in-kind time in a way that private philanthropic and private donors can really grasp in terms of how their dollars are really supporting this and matching it and leveraging your volunteer time. Now, the public money sometimes will require you to put in-kind amounts in the official application. And so some of you, if you're working on public dollar grants, public grants, you understand what I'm talking about, where you have to do that. But a lot of times private philanthropic folks, they don't automatically ask you for that, and they won't require it in a grant. And so sometimes you forget to really spend time on this part of the leverage. Don't forget to talk about your volunteers. And if you even get really into it, you should try to quantify those in-kind hours and say, hey, your donation, private donor, at $1,000, at $10,000, at whatever number it is specifically leveraging X number of hours of in-kind service. Okay? So think carefully about that, because you don't do it enough. So I want to challenge you to think about it. Okay, the mistake to avoid here, there's just one. Don't forget to address leverage altogether. Don't forget to connect it into your pitch. It's so much more powerful when you can. Now, I had four key areas to do leverage, and we'll revisit those in a minute. But you might say, Sybil, that's so many. It's okay to just do one or two, but don't forget. Don't leave this out of your pitch. Okay, so here's the review. The top four actions for leverage are crowdfunding, pre-planned match. You're planning it, matching public dollars and in-kind. And the top mistake to avoid is to forget to address your leverage altogether. Okay? Don't forget to address your leverage altogether. Really important.
Hey, everyone, this is Sybil. I'm interjecting here. In the other podcast live recordings of my trainings, I include the Q&A. You'll notice here that I cut off the Q&A section here, and that's because the Q&A for this leverage conversation really didn't get in depth enough in my mind to help you think through the leverage piece. And actually, I want to tell you that it made me think that folks may not 100% understand what leverage means because the questions were fairly fundamental here. So please look at my blog post where I get into much more detail in this conversation because it's very important that when you're doing a pitch that you talk about how your funding, the funding that a donor would give you will magnify the current work you're doing. And so I do talk about it more on my website. Please check that out. Thanks. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it for you. So if you want to find out more about what I have to offer, please check out www.doyourgood.com and learn more ways to make your money matter. Until next time, do your good and be well.